Have you ever wished you could go out and be at home at the same time? Welcome to Salties. On this episode of Candy Teeth Radio, we visit Taylor Woodruff of Grit City Grindhouse and his home bar Salties. This ain't no side table in the corner. This is a real bar, in its own room with the real bartender Taylor. Join us for a drink and some conversation. It's a wild ride. Stops along the way include the origins of Salties, escape mission to Denmark, and even some naked neighbors in the window. Also, Jeff is elated to discover that Taylor was one half of his favorite old local radio show Chuck and Larry. On UPS 90.1 FM's The Bargain Bin, find out if he was Chuck or Larry, and a whole lot more about everything on Candy Teeth Radio. Thanks for listening. Bottoms up, and stay alive.
What's it called?
Salties. It's actually technically Salties the Second.
Nice.
Second bar. Wow.
It's a real bar.
Yeah. It's super weird, right?
That's why it's always like, it's a real bar. I kept saying that to everybody. I was saying that today, and I was like, it's a real bar.
It's
and
like
I said,
a bar.
And I said, I think it's
a really small bar.
I think it's a real bar, though, because they stress that when they talk.
Yeah. Super bizarro.
How big is this?
Of a mother, you know. Fucking 12 feet by 5, 6 feet?
Yeah.
Not really sure. Not very big at all.
It's 12 feet by 6. It has like...
I've never measured it.
Real bars with stools. A smaller bar,
black,
but it works perfect.
The black ones are from the Red Hot, actually.
Oh, nice.
Someone picked them up when they were throwing away. They were outside, and they're like, I know Sean has a bar. Fuck it. I'll get them for him.
It's just awesome. A real bar.
It's a real bar that you can still smoke cigarettes in, you can smoke weed in, you can do almost anything in this bar.
Yeah.
It's like a real bar that your friend owns.
Yeah.
And it's after hours, so you're not open to the public, so it doesn't really matter what fucking happens.
And it's at somebody else's house.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and I do like being close, but I do really miss, like, having a bedroom in the same house as a bar.
That is nice.
You get just way too fucked up, and you don't walk, you don't Uber, you... Fucking,
all over.
You can fall asleep in here, and it's like, doesn't matter. Just like, I'm sick. Speaking of being a bar, can I get either of you guys a drink?
Yes.
Got some beer. I've got a bunch of liquor, pretty much any kind of liquor.
You have any cider?
I don't know if I have cider, actually. Of all the things.
Okay.
What about...
Normally, this is sadly full of, like, random bottles of beer, but it's Sean's kegerator, so we usually try to have beer on tap. Which is the final linchpin. I got some Newcastles, I got some Rognier's, cheap stuff. Some Negro Modelo's.
Ooh, got one of those.
Yeah. I'm probably, honestly, going to make a martini after I finish my beer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to see if I could.
It's like a cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll have a cocktail.
Yeah. A bunch of liqueurs. Check to see what kind of citrus situation they got. We usually drink a lot of like whiskey sours.
I have a whiskey sour.
A whiskey sour?
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
I haven't had one of those in a super long time.
Whiskey sours. Thank you.
That looks amazing. Take a picture of the whiskey sour that you made.
So we do have a rule here on Salties.
You
can take pictures of shit, but there's no pictures of people.
Okay.
Salties. Yeah, so that anyone can come to Salties and not be like,
a picture on the internet.
Yeah.
Shit house or even sober. This bar's not going anywhere. Hopefully. We did our jobs right.
Delicious.
Very nice.
So we're on a Candy Teeth Radio field trip. Yep.
At Salties.
At Salties, dude. Taylor Woodruff.
I didn't know you guys meant right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now, right now. We're starting the show.
Yeah.
Have you been recording the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is delicious.
This is awesome to come here.
Yeah. No, welcome.
Thanks for inviting us.
Welcome to Salties. We're glad to have you.
You just made me a delicious handmade whiskey sour.
Handmade?
Yeah. None of that.
Squeeze the citrus with my hands.
Yeah, none of that like pre-made sour mix.
Nope. No powders, no concentrates. Actually, that's not true. We used a guava juice concentrate once.
It looks awesome. I'm going to try to do that.
But that's like a good one, though.
Yeah, it was. It was for tiki drinks, so it felt okay. It was like one-fifth of the drink overall was not like hand-grown. It's a very hip bar. It's like free-range lemons.
Free-range
lemons. Cage-free limes. So like super tolerant people grew that food.
Wow, that's so really it is cool.
Delicious, yeah.
I'd like to see the free-range lemon farm sometime.
Oh, it's amazing. Possible. Just the happiest fruit you could ever imagine.
Just the happiest lemon just rolling
just
around.
Just growing wherever they want, yeah. Vines wimbly-nimbly. No sense of order, no rows. Drink me! Just excited to die. They live to serve us and make delicious beverages.
You have a bottle opener at Salty's?
I was just going to say, I have... Yeah. This kind of works better. We have an actual bottle opener, this whale, but it kind of
Monstro.
Sucks. It doesn't...
Ooh!
This is better.
It's a carbonated bottle of beer. I don't think so. I think we're safe.
Very nice.
This is the most champagne-like of a beer I've ever...
experienced.
Yeah, I've never experienced the beer exploding.
I was going to say, isn't there a beer that is the champagne of beers?
I believe that's Coors?
I think it's Michelob.
Is it
Michelob?
Yes.
No, Miller High Life.
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life is the champagne of beers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you guys get like at least a dollar from Miller for that.
Just one beer.
They just sent you in the mail. Thanks for the shout-out, guys. It wasn't very big or good, so we're only sending you a beer. I know there's two of you, but we still appreciate the gesture.
Pick it up. Maybe you'll get a six-pack.
They'll send you a beer and, like, a quarter so you can flip it.
Yeah, at least there's a fair system of... Yeah, they're not dicks.
They're not dicks. They're not trying to
They're good people in Miller High Life.
I brought you some stickers for your sticker.
Oh, sweet.
It's Kenji, one of my friends, Kenji.
Yeah, yeah, it's he works at the Fabitat. Is that Kenji?
No, different
Kenji.
One.
Yeah. Okay. These are sweet. Is this Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah.
Joseph Brooks?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a fun person to follow on the internet.
Yeah. Dude, that dude just got me into Sasquatch Festival for free, and I don't have to do shit and just set for play with puppets.
So you and the whole team got like... What do you mean you have to play with them? Like, for him beforehand?
No.
You have to set them up
for
his
me.
House?
No.
You're bringing them with you to Sasquatch to, like, display and... Damn.
They're going to Sasquatch.
That's awesome.
Gabriel's a huge Cure fan.
Is the Cure playing at Sasquatch?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the lineups of shows I can't afford to go to are.
Yeah, me
neither. Like, I don't want to know what I'm missing.
Yeah, no, me neither. That's why it's
and
fucking awesome.
Just, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah. He's like, you want to go to Sasquatch? And I was like, nah.
You want to make money at Sasquatch, though?
You want to just go, like, with all the artists that have to paint and do live painting? And then, and I was like...
But you don't have to live paint.
But I don't have to do live painting, but I can. And it's with all these people like that I know. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm stoked.
That's a great surprise.
Yeah.
Damn.
That guy's cool. Let's send a shout-out. Weekend at Bernie's. Weekend at Bernie's.
Hit him up if you want to go to Sasquatch.
Yeah,
he's bringing everyone he knows.
He said the first 100 that contact him.
Whoever can hold on to his bumper the longest gets to go to Sasquatch.
I advise using roller skates.
Yep. Cheat system.
You can go with the scooter or the skateboard, but I prefer something that's attached to your feet in that situation, I think. So, just a little advice if you're hanging on to that bumper.
Roller skates.
Your legs up. They're not falling off.
You got a front brake if you need it. You can lean forward to stop. I still don't understand that principle.
Yeah, no, that feels like fall down on your face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just quit. Just lean forward. Yeah, we have a pretty top-notch sound system in Salty's.
Yeah,
I think my buddy Chad found that in the trash.
What?
And then gave it to us.
Wow.
So it is... Garbage
Dude,
treasure.
It's a 3-CD changer.
It's very futuristic.
I wish like steam came out when you did that.
Yeah.
It's probably
dry.
It's probably
dry
doable.
Ice, yeah.
But yeah, no, found in the trash and he's like, you know who appreciates a good trash stereo?
Yeah.
Taylor.
I'll give it to him. And he was right. I was just like, sick, I can get rid of that other one I found on the street. I found so much stuff on the street in Tacoma. It's like, just been polished a little bit and then made it into, like, my living room or my house.
Uh-huh.
Like, not even in the garage. Just like, that's good enough.
This is living room worthy.
Good enough. This is great. It's solid wood. Dusty, and I don't know how long it sat outside or what lived in it, but it's solid wood.
And I don't think it lives here anymore.
That's the important part, yeah. You don't want anyone following you home.
Hey. Hey, man.
That dresser's my home.
My kids are in there.
I wonder why it was so heavy.
It sounded like baby raccoons.
So your buddy Sean Davidson was supposed to be here, too?
Yeah, yep. Sean's off eating dinner.
Sean!
Dinner? Dinner's for losers.
Dude.
I'm gonna put this session on vinyl. And I'm gonna put it on, because that's the only way Sean would ever hear it.
Yes.
He won't be able to tune in otherwise, but I want him to hear it, because I want him to hear that he blew it and he missed it. So I'm gonna press this whole episode.
That's
like a
right.
Limited one pressing for Sean.
Make two. Can I have one?
Just like that. No, it ruins the smugness of the album. It's gotta be like purely smug, like, you fucked up, dude. You weren't here. And so I pressed this album of the session that you could have been a part of.
Yeah. So your friend Sean.
Yes.
We already got him.
We already got him. But we should also give him, like, also thank you, though, for hosting us at the same time.
Yeah, Wire's not here.
Right. Yeah, Wire's not here. It's still, this bar wouldn't be here without him.
Yeah.
So we talk shit first, and then also, like, thank you, Sean. You helped us build a bar. He built the original Salties. It's quite a tale, really. I don't know if you guys have time for a Salties story. So Salties 1,
Was it here?
No, it wasn't here. It was in a different house. It was a house that Sean lived in when he was in college. And it was like a house built in, I don't know, 1940s, 50s, an older home, much like you find in the North End. These funky little, like, quaint vintage houses. And it had a dry bar in the basement, a huge basement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ended up getting a dry bar, a couch, like a little lounge, a two-top table with its own little lamp on the wall, dartboard, and a foosball table.
Wow.
All fit in this basement bar.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
And so he was like, this is a bar. We're going to run it like a bar. People deserve, like, a bar they can go to. Like, he, I don't know, he had standards that he didn't feel were met elsewhere, I guess. And
I
was like,
I don't know if I can make a bar. I'll make it better
in
my house.
Guys,
so. I know.
So he just had this cool bar, and it was like, no questions asked. It's just Salties. And, yeah, that was the thing, is he always talked about it. Like, oh, yeah, pop over to Salties later. It was always a name brand that existed. And it was like, wait, do you mean your house and your basement? He's like, yes, it's Salties. Like, yeah,
yeah.
Well, yes, you
come
know
over
where
to
it is.
Keg, dude.
Come over to Salties. Like, that's what we do.
I got an outback in my basement.
Yeah, we had a lot
TGI
of fun.
Fridays.
A lot of fun. It was pretty much, it could have been, like, chains. Like, the house next door should have been, I don't know, like a grub, like a, I don't know, an eatery, a complimentary bar thing that you would find in real life. It's all this, like, weird college student mini pseudo businesses.
Dude,
like, someone's running a dry cleaning operation out of the back of their house with their washing machine or something for students.
I call the replica Rainforest Cafe for my house.
Wait,
you call that?
I call
that's
it.
What you want?
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting dibs on.
Yeah.
Dibs on
got
the Rainforest Cafe.
Got
yeah.
you. I didn't know what you're saying, but I was hooked because I love the Rainforest Cafe. It's a wonderful.
I want the trees and the, like, thunderstorm and everything.
Right.
Like,
I've never
and animatronic it. Animals that, like,
yeah.
occasionally. It's like the Chuck E. Cheese vibe, but with animals that might kill you.
Yeah, gorillas
yeah.
and
right.
tigers and stuff.
Yeah,
so like,
just real jungle.
Get
shit.
You like pumped
it's
up,
gritty.
Eat some meat.
Yeah, but you're a little on edge.
Yeah.
You know it's fake, but you're a human, so I think your senses are like heightened in the jungle atmosphere.
And just when you're comfortable,
thunderstorm rolls through the restaurant.
Yep,
I'm just hanging out, and it's like what?
Yeah,
thunder.
They usually have like waterfalls and shit too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think the only next step is just building it in the jungle. Fish in the river while you're sitting there. Like, you
that
hear like a
awesome.
Like a incident report, guess the table 44 is being mauled by a tiger. Animal control. Sean and I ended up in this house.
Right.
And I had been hanging out for Salties Uno. Salties,
yeah.
The original.
For sure.
The Salties. Yeah. And it was something we always liked, and I had worked in bars for a little bit, and stopped, and I think was like, I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, dude, let's do Salties. If you move in, we're building Salties too. And so that's essentially what we did. And it's, that part of the bar is my old futon frame. All the dark wood is a futon frame that I cut up, and I found pallet wood to put in.
Wow.
This piece of wood I actually found in the alley behind the ski shop. Yeah. It was already stained. It was one piece of wood.
Shut up.
So I just cut it in half and then put legs on it and then a pallet from the alley. Also,
yeah.
Probably pre-soaked in bum pee.
All right.
It's a real world car.
Homey feeling.
Yeah, I feel right at home.
Everyone grew up with homeless person pee in there.
Smells like my
But yeah, so it was really thrown together. But
I love it.
It's just up nice.
Oh, dude, I love it.
And it's weird because we just carried on that attitude that, like, treat it like a real bar.
Yeah.
We have, like, an inventory.
Talk about it.
We meet every now and again, and like, oh, it's like a staff meeting in the morning. We're going to try a new cocktail out, like, make a new recipe and write it in the Salties log.
Yeah.
Or talk about, like, inventory, like, oh, we're out of this. We got to restock on this.
What's up with the Salties log?
Yeah, what's up with that?
You guys want to see the Salties log?
Yeah, let me get a drink out of that.
At one point, we actually tallied up how much money we spent on Salties.
Yeah.
Outside of booze.
Yeah, right.
Booze costs money. You know, can't find it on the street.
$29
You shouldn't drink what you find on the street in terms
of booze.
It's
probably not booze anymore.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. It's been recycled.
Yeah.
It's urine. back to bum pee.
All the way circle around.
But yeah, we did like an inventory of like, how much money do we sink into this weird thing in our house? And we were looking around and we're like, that was free. That was, oh, my grandma gave me that. I think at one point... Excluding booze, it was like $20 between the two of us.
We spent
on all of this shit.
Yeah, I love it.
And I've spent a little bit more money on a few things, like that stupid PBR barrel and the Kribari wine sign I found at the Puyallup swap meet.
Ooh.
I bought like both of them for like $40, which was like, that's a huge expenditure for Salties. Like,
Salties.
Compared to everything else, but
Salties budget.
For two like decent, cheesy bar things.
It's like four times your capital investment, you know?
Basically,
I mean,
yeah, for only two signs out of all of this.
You didn't pay a lot for the Pelican?
No, I think Sean got that from his grandpa. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. And then people that come to Salties are like, shit, this is cool. I got something that would look good in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they just bring back and contribute because they get it. They're like, oh, like it's kind of a co-op bar. But we have, this is the member's shelf.
Mm.
People can leave a bottle of booze here.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be... good booze. We
right.
put, like, Jose Cuervo on the member shelf. Like, if you wanted to bring Jose Cuervo, like, that's a nice contribution to the bar, and we'll put it like, by the well.
I have a question.
But it doesn't go on the member shelf.
To see if I feel bad or not.
Yeah.
What's the name of that liquor that we tried last week?
It's right there.
Ah, Campari.
Oh, Campari's weird.
Yeah.
I think Campari is, like, a little bit bitter.
And this is a little bit sweet, more bitter than sweet.
I gotta try it by itself real quick, because I don't know what it is.
I don't know about that.
Is it the weirdest shit?
It's just gonna be super burly. Try it.
Oh, I gotta know. I gotta know.
Yeah, no, just take it.
Like, take it like a little, like, tonneful.
Yeah. It's not. It's like cough medicine. That's good. You're good. That's plenty.
You just
took a huge mouthful.
Not surprised.
Why did I go? I went on bro on it.
Yeah, I told you not to do that.
That's because you guys told me not to do that.
You guys got to tell me not.
Get it off my tongue.
Drink some of the
orange juice. Get it out. It's covering it. It's covering it. It's coated it. It's not going away.
We've got a lot of weird liquors and mixers that we've. This one I got in Denmark in the airport in the duty-free. Amarula.
Amarula.
It's like a sweet, like, South African fruit liqueur, but it's creamy like Bailey's.
Oh.
It's good, but I don't, for the life of me, know how the hell to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sip on it, made a few drinks with it that were like, that's not horrible, like, but it wasn't like, I'm going to give this to my friends.
What about in your coffee, though?
Ooh, I haven't tried that.
Oh.
I've never been a fan of boozy hot drinks, though. They kind of weird me out.
Make it cold, though.
Actually, I did it in hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I take that back. I did a boozy hot chocolate with that and like Frangelico, which is hazelnut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is, it says, Amarula cream is best enjoyed neat or on ice. So,
and I did try that, and it was good. It was just like creamy, sweet. Yeah.
Mix it up with something.
But yeah, so I found that.
It's got an elephant on it. I mean,
it had an elephant, and I was like, I don't know what this is, and it's cheap because it's in a foreign currency that I can't do math in my head to translate what it really is worth.
18 cents.
I think I got these shoes for $17 US in Denmark.
Ooh,
it was crazy, like, when you did
isn't
spend the time to convert, it was crowns, Danish crowns.
Really?
Yeah. And the conversion rate was like 7 to 1. So like seven crowns is a dollar, I think.
What were you doing there?
We were there on a ski trip, actually, for alchemy.
Really?
Yeah, we went to this place called Street Dome.
Yeah.
Haderslev, Denmark.
That's not some nice pictures.
Oh, it was insane. Though. And we picked it because we were trying to find similar organizations or people doing like same weird skate stuff that we're doing. We wanted to like network and meet them and see how
right,
they do this
figure
stuff.
Out.
And we had heard about this thing, Street Dome, through, I think, Seth Ivers from Olive Board told
yeah,
us about
Seth.
It. Like 4 years ago or some shit, because he always knows, like,
knows
way ahead
everything.
Of time
yeah.
what's happening.
Yeah.
And so he was like, check out Street Dome. And we're looking at it, we're like, well, they're cool mock-ups, but, like, when are they going to build it? And kind of like, that's cool. And then also, it's like, well, it's in Denmark. That doesn't help me, even when they do build it. So I never in a million years thought I'd actually get to go skate there. And that's what we did. We went and visited a non-profit, or the English equivalent, sort of, called the Far Academy in Kent, England. And we
wow.
stayed there first, and they were awesome. They have this whole, like, business entrepreneur program in their school through skateboard building. So students get to, like, actually press decks. They work with Roar Rocket, which is this Canadian company that sells, like, laminates and pressing kits, basically.
Huh.
So they press their own boards, and instead of it just being, like, neat, like, wood shop credit, like, good for you, it's this whole, like, business training where they're basically taught how to create a brand. Like, here's logos, like,
yeah.
here's what your brand's about, have a purpose, create an online store, and then they have a local skate shop that partners with them and sells their gear, like,
in
every
real
year.
Life.
Showcase.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's
so
coolest
cool.
thing ever. And they
dude,
were the nicest
crazy.
People I've ever
that's
met. They
I
just were like, come on, skate with us, hang out, like, here's some sandwiches, feed you, here's tea, everyone drinks tea in England, don't look like an idiot, drink the tea. Just, like, super fun, cool, they
wait,
take us to a skate park.
I'm good with, I'm gonna have my room, Amarula.
I just need some ice.
Some Amarula.
But I mean, that's something I would like dreamed of as a kid.
Yeah.
In school. Like if there was
being
a class that was
like you like
shows me how
out.
To design graphics and the whole thing and make a skateboard, because that's all you ever wanted when you were a kid is like I want to draw pictures and then put it on the bottom of the skateboard.
Mm-hmm. Right. Have your own board.
Yeah.
That you made.
Ooh, I'm bummed yours. Right now. I'm switching it, but I'm bummed right now because I sold Jeff.
Oh, the little Jeff
yeah.
with the little Fender twin amp
uh-huh. yep.
and the Lego guitar
and the, yeah,
no,
it's not
Lego.
Lego. I made that.
Oh,
painting.
It's made from
yeah.
scratch.
Oh,
just
like
it's like wood and it has this weird stuff on it that makes.
Yeah,
it
I thought that
Lego.
Texture was Lego.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah that little like green.
Yeah. I wish it was Lego. I gotta make another one, but it has his skateboard that Neztec made
uh-huh.
that Jeff did the graphics for.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all that, because I was like, this isn't going to sell, you
yeah.
know? I was like, I'll get this.
It's always the most bittersweet thing ever, and, like, the stuff you really love, you price kind of stupid high, because
yeah.
like, I don't want it to
yeah,
sell.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But if it does, I want some money.
Yeah,
you know?
But
and then,
still,
like,
it's still
if
weird.
It does sell, it's kind of still, like, well, I guess you can, yeah, I guess give me money for it, and you can take it. But, like, money's way more useful, really, objectively.
Weird.
But I made that thing, and, like, I don't know, like, probably, I don't know about you, but, like, I don't put a lot of my stuff up. It feels weird sometimes, like, a few things. But generally, I don't like to display stuff I made in my own home too much. It seems just kind of like, oh, the museum of me, curated
yeah.
by me. So, realistically, all your shit
house.
Sits in a closet, or in the garage, and, like, it does nothing for you. But when it comes time to sell it, you're kind of like, at least I'm kind of like a angry kid that doesn't want to let it go.
Do not want to sell mm-hmm. any of mine. Like, don't let this word get out. I don't want to sell any of them. Like, I'm bummed. And then
no,
I'm like,
I think get that word out there makes it makes it like hard to get. Like, oh, can I get that? No, fuck you. It's not for sale.
Yeah.
Why? Right. It's in the store. No. It's in the store, but it's not for sale.
Supply way down here, demand way up here.
So I'm saying, as soon as you can't get it,
you know that those
people want it.
Yeah.
I think that's the rule. That or fake your own death.
So if you want some Jeremy shit, too fucking bad.
Yeah, he stopped selling. He's still making it. He's got piles and piles. But he stopped making it.
Next time Disney comes out with a new, like, diaper box movie.
A diaper box movie.
You know what I'm talking about. The kids' movies that come in that plastic thing. VHS movies that come in the...
Oh, actual VHS's.
They're too big.
Yes.
Too big packaging.
It's all padded.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yes.
fit
diaper
in
box.
The holder
yes.
next to the other ones.
Yes.
Or it looks weird.
I just had to think back to when VHS's... Yeah.
But they used to only, release the movies, like, every, like, 10 years or some shit. It's like...
Right, and you collect
get
them.
Cinderella now,
you
or else you're screwed for
yeah,
a long time.
You can't buy on VHS for 10 years, and
yeah.
the internet doesn't exist yet.
Ha!
So you can't get it for free
gotcha.
Unless you figured out how to just get, like, a tape deck player, two of them, and play them and record.
Legal drug money.
You guys ever edit on VHSs?
Dude, all it's day hard. Long. That's all I did.
It was so fun. I miss it. I miss, like, I came in at the tail end.
Oh, I
like,
did it
I got
time.
The I got the end of it, and I wish that's what it still was, because it felt like I'm a technician.
You're building
and it. No one knows how to do this shit. Like, this is a skill that I have. Instead of, like, now on Facebook, like, 10-year-olds make better videos than me.
Yes.
With their phones.
It's frustrating.
Like, no, but, like, it's shot beautifully, but you don't have a story because you're 7. You asshole. Like,
you weren't
you
up.
Have more likes than me.
You weren't up all night. In the living room while everybody's asleep with 2 VCRs and the home stereo.
You didn't have to figure it out. Like, everyone told you how to use a phone because everyone knows. It's not secret knowledge.
Use
they're like
YouTube
a weird
shit.
Guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you use your phone to find out how to use your phone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it can teach you anything. You can be like a PhD from the internet and do sketchy open heart surgery because you watched a ton of YouTube videos of open heart surgery.
Here we are.
I think you could actually pull it off.
Here we are in the weird fucking world. We're in a weird fucking world right now.
Yes,
we're done. I'm sorry. I'm starting bar top.
No, that's fine.
I want to talk about VHS real quick, though.
Yeah.
I just got into editing on VHS, just like in the last couple weeks, actually. I want to... some of the way that the VHS tape colors audio that you put into it is desirable. And I was like realizing like it would be cool if it was what I'm watching on the TV while this is happening. It's something different than just like my Atari set on like... Like, before I press start, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, there's not too many
settings. Just pick one of the games, but don't press start, and it's just, the, like, blank screen, basically.
Oh, okay.
And that flashes different colors, you know? It's the best I could do, you know? But I found...
2600.
I got another 2 VCRs now, and I found at the thrift store, like, a video editing thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, where you can, like, type the titles. It's, like, got a little, like, QWERTY
keyboard
on it and the whole thing.
Huh? On the video?
Yeah.
Plug it into the VCR, right?
Yeah.
It's like a keyboard pad, yeah. Does it have a joystick?
Yeah, and you can
for like
the,
zooms, you
can
have like those little
wipes and all this.
Yeah.
So good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
To the editing bay.
I just got it. We'll have to check it out.
Now it's a phone.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta
go. Go test it out.
Just kidding. I'm not leaving the bar, dude. I'm at the bar for tonight. What's the, what time does it close?
Yeah, what time does the bar close?
Is it Salty's
never really closes. Salty's closes when the night's over.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those bars, yeah.
It's laid back.
Yeah.
It's what we like to call in the business, laid back.
That's not one of those.
We think it's kind of a bar for working for professional drinkers. A lot of industry folk come to Salty's.
Yeah.
So okay. those folk usually, you know, they sell drinks all day, so they know how to drink drinks. So they'll drink drinks all day.
Can you... Okay, can I have meetings at Salty's?
Like book a session at Salty's?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm going to have a meeting.
Club or...
Like, I'm going to a bar. I have meetings at bars sometimes.
I mean, you can.
That
I don't want to, like, make it sound like, hey, people, book a Salty's. Because I'm sorry, listeners.
I forget about that.
You don't get to come to Salty's.
Yeah.
I always
it's a secret.
The room is booked until 2065, at least.
Yeah, we're full up.
Dude, it's like the corridor. Have you been seeing those videos from the corridor? The live music from the corridor?
No. Where is the corridor?
We could show you. But
okay,
it's
right. Again, another.
It's where we just have concerts, and it's just for me
it's
and
the
Jeff.
Grand Corridor.
And it's the very front of the post office.
Like outside on the steps?
No.
Inside that hallway.
Yeah. Like after hours.
Yeah.
You just go in and just turn on like loud music and play in the front of the.
Well, we have guests that are musicians that'll sing a song or two or whatever.
Yeah, it's just a real thing. It's a real concert.
They sit down with the guitar.
Sit down and play.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And because they're in that weird that weird echo. And you can, like, feel it. It was cool because Colin was our last guest that did it.
It's Colin Scott Reynolds, everyone.
Colin Scott Reynolds. And he said, I can see this sound. And then when he said that, I was like, oh, shit. Because I could too. I'd never looked at it like that. But you can hear it the way you hear it, you know?
It's
going down the
hallway. Weird, like, linoleum floors and, like,
tall ceiling.
You can hear the echoes.
Metal lockers with all those little chambers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking...
Yeah, you got a little echo chamber every, you know, 5 feet or so.
It's ridiculous, though.
That's ridiculous.
Cool.
It was
really,
really
cool.
That's cool. Secret shit's cool.
Well, he did a song, and he's like...
It's always better when it's secret.
Would you guys, is that cool? We're like, we could do another one if you want. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, he did 4.
And he did, like, another one, and then another one. He's like, yeah. We're like, you could do another one. And he's like, cool, because it's fun to sing in here.
Yeah.
Like, and it just sounds amazing.
It sounds great.
But we just told everyone where it's at, which is stupid.
No, everybody knows where it's at. I say where it's at on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. But you just still know they can't come.
You just can't come.
It's you locked. Don't tell anyone.
The door's locked.
Doors are locked, yeah.
It's a closed building.
They've been having the security guard around recently.
What? Security guard?
Yeah, last night there was a BIA was rolling, like, doing
oh,
the,
yeah.
the block, but just around the
was the black
office.
And yellows? Like
yeah.
The little,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then today was the Pierce County security. The guy in the little car.
Man, get out of here, security guard.
It's just weird, because I'm always out there, like, at some weird hour. Calling you on the phone to let me in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
like, creeping,
circuit,
like you feel like you're creeping,
for,
yeah.
For the average person, I mean, the more than average person, like seeing me do out there, like standing in front of the post office, like that's not
not
doing.
Offensive or weird.
It's not offensive, but it's weird.
Yeah, I guess if it's like, yeah, super late.
Well,
out.
Especially as there's like apartment buildings all across the street.
Like a giant staircase.
And right across there's
all
those apartments
alone,
up there.
Yeah.
And so that lawn on either side of the stairway.
Mm-hmm.
Is where all those people come to take their dogs at night.
So
I'm always, like, standing up there, like, waiting for him to come let me in. And, like, somebody is, you know, letting their dog do their business. And they're, like, looking at me sideways and shit. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing up here?
Just standing on top of the
and
steps.
I'm like, hey, your dog's cute. And they're like, let's go. You're done. This guy's creepy.
It's always weird when you try to, like, just say hello to someone and they're like, weirded out.
Yeah.
They don't want to participate. Away. Just keep walking. My buddy Drew was walking once. He told me a guy was coming straight at him down the sidewalk, just like middle of the day. Drew's not, I don't know, carrying fire or doing anything weird or like crazy. And this old guy kind of like looked at him when they were about 30 feet away. And he walked, he turned, he walked out into the middle of the street and he walked like past Drew from the middle of the street and then like came back to the sidewalk and like, he, like, gave Drew a wide berth, was just, like, I don't know,
everything
worried, just, yeah, like, I don't want to be
maybe he was
passing this fellow on the sidewalk.
Maybe he was just a very, maybe he was, like, stinky and was self-conscious. Maybe he, like, forgot his deodorant that morning.
True.
Maybe he got his
I hadn't
ass
thought of it.
Kicked on a
yeah.
sidewalk one time.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
a
dude
walking
by
dude
looks like
sidewalk.
Your friend Drew.
But I always thought it was racist shit, because I go through that all the time,
yeah.
and I'm sure some of it is, but, like, not all of it is,
yeah.
you know? And it's just a lot, because Judy, my girlfriend, she would talk about that. And, like, I was like, oh, yeah, it happens to you, too. Because I'd just be like, what? And I just laugh. I, like, stop and laugh out loud. Like, I'm going to haunt you, you fuck.
It's weird, because, like,
not saying
well, I never put two and two together, but, like, I do that. Like, I'm the weird old guy that, like, but I don't do it that weird. Like, I won't, like, that seems, like, passive-aggressive. Like, watch me avoid you.
Yeah.
I try to be sneakier about avoiding.
Yeah,
like, I just avoid, like, everyone. Because, I don't know, they, people make me uncomfortable. And if I'm, like, alone in the world walking around, I'd rather just walk on a sidewalk with no one. So if I see someone coming from further ahead, I'll just at some point be like, oh, okay, like, right there at the crosswalk, I can cut a right over.
Yeah.
Go left down the sidewalk.
I get that. Too.
Not have an interaction.
Inconspicuous.
And just never, yeah, but try to just like make it look like that's the way I wanted to go. Like,
right.
Try
not
to
like walk down the middle of the street and then
right.
like, when they walk by, I'd be like, okay, I can go back to the sidewalk now.
Right.
See you later. Like over your shoulder.
It's just the worst.
I am down
like,
when you're crossing them.
You like say hi. Right. You know, like you're walking. I just walk and say hi and like smile at people. And it's really weird when you smile at somebody and say hi while you're walking past them. And they're like,
oh, hi.
Do you ever get the double how's it going?
Oh, dude, I got that.
Because that always
that.
Is like, hey, how's it going?
Dude,
you know, it's like
best.
A nice hello
yeah.
option.
Yeah.
But if two people, how's it going? Because I've done that too. Like an idiot responded to how's it going
with
how's it going. Because that's a go-to for me, like, you know, hi. Like, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's always, so I get caught off guard. Someone's like, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? And then you both know neither of you are going to tell the other one how it's going.
Yeah.
No one's gonna finish, you know, like you both, well, we did our, we made a noise.
Uh-huh.
We acknowledged each other, that's enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I don't really care how it's going with him, like, he's
yeah.
walking the other way.
So, I mean, it, like, I like a sympathetic ear, I tell you, but I'm busy, I gotta go. I don't have time to tell you how it's going.
How dare you, don't know me.
I ran into a guy that voted against me in the, Call to Artist.
Mm-hmm.
thing.
Was he like on the panel?
Hate his guts, yeah.
Yeah.
And I ran into him right after that. And he was like,
oh.
Hey, Jeremy. Oh, hey. And I was like, oh, hey. And I was like, let me talk to this dude for a second. And he goes, how's it going? Well, you know, it's all right.
I'm real hungry, though, because I didn't get that job.
And then he goes, how's it going?
Again? He just says it twice?
Yeah, and I was like, oh. Like, you just lost it. You were nervous. You just got nervous.
How's it going? What's up? How's it going?
How's it going? How's it going? Nice.
Nice. Nice for us. See you later.
He couldn't handle it. You know who you are.
But you're too scared to leave listening anyways, probably. Mm-hmm.
Those are better, though, than, like, the awkward glances you get with people that you think you know, that probably you find out when you lock eyes that they also think they know you, but they're not sure.
Yeah, yeah. There's
oh, shit, I should have remembered who that was. Yeah. But, oh, shit, they see, oh, and they know, they're doing the same. Goddamn it.
I'm out.
Yeah, and then you just never want to acknowledge it again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we gotta leave.
I can't hang. I can never want to see that person again. They know something I don't.
Humans are weird, man.
Especially in a society.
I love them.
Yeah, humans are weird, but yeah, social.
That's the weird
interactions
part.
Is I think the one of the strangest. Like biologicalness is bizarre, but that's kind of systematically bizarre.
It's animalistic.
Like, relatively explained. There's a lot of textbooks that kind of make sense. Like, okay, biology, survival, like that stuff.
Right.
But then, like, why did that guy say that? Well, then that gets weird if they ever commercialize space flight.
They will.
Like this elite of people, and then you have like rich people. They get to go to space too. That like.
Dude, there's already rich people signed up to go to Mars, paying to do it. For the rest of their life.
Maybe all of them will go.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's crazy.
But leave your money here. Why? You know, it's not going
to... It's no good to go to Mars?
Yeah, they're going to have new Mars money.
New Mars money.
You'll get a pack. It'll be in your gift box.
It's just Bitcoins.
It's just Bitcoin. You got a whole bunch of it.
They got it. That's what they did that for. It's actually for Mars.
Wow.
They just got a jump start on
interplanetary. Some logistics and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of shit can get figured out at Salty's.
Yeah. No, you can work through a lot of things. It's really designed to...
It really is.
To just process.
Yeah, like
talk shit.
Well, the thing is like, you never get to really, like, sit down and, like, hang out with your bartender because they're busy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, they'll be nice and talk to you for a minute, but then it's like, okay, I got other people.
Right. Right. It's good to see you. Like, I'm going to work see you later. But, like, this is, like, I'm just at the bar as well.
Uh-huh.
I just happen to be sitting behind it.
Yeah.
And there's no one else in the bar. So you don't have to deal with any of those weird social things.
Oh, I never leave. Right.
Like, a group of drunk people in a room can be cool, I think, only to me if you know all the people. But I don't like being in a room full of drunk strangers. It just seems,
like a setup.
Dumb. Yeah. It just feels like it's gonna suck. Like, people are gonna say stupid things.
Because they're drunk.
Situations are gonna happen that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
This is a trap. This whole place is a trap.
Yeah. They can be, but like if you know everyone in the bar and everyone gets drunk, that's a cool fucking thing.
Yeah, it's like
when
a
that
blast.
Happens,
yes.
Yeah, when everyone's like, all right, same team, we're all established, like yeah, you're a meathead, but you're like the team meathead, like you're with
yeah,
us,
yeah,
so
you're
it's
on
cool.
Our team.
You're a bully, but you do what we say, so like you're in. You have like a whole weird squad of people just getting drunk at a bar.
What do you say about my friend?
I went through a whole time in life of throwing parties in air quotes, and. Just at the bar. So you
just like call
invite.
People like Thursday,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Having a party. Fucking meet me at the bar.
Come to my party. I'm going to be at this bar. And then I just call everybody. I'm having a party.
Or like
what,
send the
party?
Address and not the name of the bar. Like it's just a street address. And they look it up and it's like, fucking the parkway? All
right.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't see a house. But there's a giant window at this bar with Jeremy in it.
There's Jeremy.
Yelling.
Yelling. Then we gotta go to the next bar. That was
okay, so it was like a bar crawl. Like you'd start one place.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah.
But just having those parties at bars, it was like a smart idea. It was super fun.
Yeah, you don't have to clean up later.
No,
nothing.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Just you're just at a bar, but all your friends are there.
It's killer.
Because you said you're having a party though.
Yeah, you just like kinda take over for a minute.
And you don't pay shit, you don't like rent it out.
No.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bars are cool. Bars are a weird establishment. They can be kind of gross, but they can be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of great shit happens in bars.
Yeah.
When people just get drunk, and then they talk shit.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of weird
foundation
shit.
Of a lot of, like, cool things. I think a lot of great ideas came from just drunk people talking shit.
Yeah, sure.
My beer's gone, but can I change it?
Yeah, what would you like?
What was I just... You guys
were
going to
do a martini.
Yeah, let's do that.
Talked about earlier. Yeah, let's do a gin martini, vodka martini.
Vodka.
Vodka.
Please.
Ding.
I have to read it because I didn't turn my thing off.
Do you guys have live texting?
You guys recording the show tonight? We do have live texting.
People are calling in.
Chris Cruz is texting in. Yeah, we're on the show right now. We're at Salty's Live.
We talked about putting a light out front, maybe it was like different colors, like you could turn it on green when you're like open.
Yeah.
But I never got around to it. It's just tall talk. Well, and then you're actually like encouraging people to just come too. Like,
right.
Yeah. Your friends know they can stop by, but you put in a system with a light that like means stuff, you get like random people. Which would be weird.
Yeah, go to like cool. Street. If the light's green, you can just walk in, man.
Like, I have told a few people they could be like go to Salty's, and like it's great because I don't live here anymore.
Right.
I still think like it'd be. Like, I told them like, yeah, my housemate might open the door and just tell him you heard about Salty's from me, and he'll probably show you like because that's kind of the way he would probably be stoked. He'd be like, oh,
right.
Shit, I don't know this dude, but he heard about Salty's, so like, oh, I'm gonna go open
through the right channels.
Yeah, he like come back and like turn it on, like come back. Oh, I saw Jesus.
He's just
now.
Playing now.
Yeah, yeah, he's got all the lights on.
Come on in, guys. We can make it.
So it's you killer. And Sean were talking about starting a new podcast.
Yeah,
that's what the On Air thing is all about, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. We were. It was an idea.
What about because you guys used to have a show?
Yeah, we had a show on KUPS.
Did you go to UPS?
I did.
Yeah, and he did too.
And he did too.
So how did you guys meet?
Tacoma?
What?
At UPS.
Ah,
nice. But it's funny that we met in Tacoma because he grew up like half an hour away from me in Southern California. And we never would have met.
No,
so half
sure.
an hour, 40 minutes of distance. It's like infinite.
A million miles.
For high schoolers. Yeah, it's
yeah.
like it's not real. It's like a whole other world. But compared to Washington, Sean's a Californian. And so like,
yeah.
I see, like we see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever we talk shit about or like or
these fucking
like,
drivers,
kinda, yeah, drivers. Yeah, whatever stereotypes there are, we observe and agree generally.
Yeah,
so I like him, so I think he's a good person. So you said vodka martini.
Vodka martini, please.
So I heard that the focus of your podcast or a part of the focus was music. Is that correct?
That definitely would be a huge focus. We had a radio show where
right.
it wasn't a talk show, but we liked bullshitting, so we would do that. But mostly it was playing
How recently
vinyl.
Is this?
Playing vinyl?
Yeah, it was all vinyl. It was 2 hours of vinyl every week. And the last time we did it was 2016 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest. And we're in the
weirdest
Gotta
count
world.
Back like it's years now. So it was probably... I think he graduated in 2014, so it's not that long.
Oh, that's not that bad. That's
no.
not that long ago.
He graduated in 14, yeah, I graduated in 12, so I got like 2 extra years of radio.
Nice.
Out of knowing Sean.
Yeah. Because
I graduated and I was done.
Yeah.
But then I started living with him and he was still there, so he had whatever his name on the list to get into the radio booth. And man, that was the coolest thing about
I
that
love
school.
That.
What was
so
the
you walk into a basement. It was called The Bargain Bin with Chuck and Larry.
Yeah. Okay.
I
knew I recognized your voice, man.
Did you actually listen to The Bargain Bin?
Yes.
You knew The Bargain Bin?
Yes.
No shit.
Uh-huh. It was a fucking fabulous concept. I love it. And we're going to rip it off, by the way.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know if I've actually ever met anyone that I didn't know that
that's
listened
cool.
to it.
We're going to call it Dollar,
yeah,
dollar
cool.
Records, though.
Dollar Records? That's good. That's good.
Isn't it weird how that holds more validity? Like,
yeah.
When I see somebody, yeah. when
All
I see,
right.
we have like a fan, like in Wichita, we have like a diehard fan since the beginning.
Did they hit you up on the? Did
Never.
They blow you
Nothing.
Up? No.
They're
How do you know they're diehard?
Because we just watch them download it.
Oh, because you can like back end that hard into your
yeah.
podcast and know like every person that listens to it.
Yeah.
No, not every person. It just gives us like in these,
where
in these
how
areas. Many. Here's the kind of the count.
And he got like his friends doing it. You know. Like,
yeah.
You
can yeah,
see,
you
how
see
how
a
it,
little
it
tree
went.
Spread.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's up, Wichita?
But that like makes it. Yeah. What's up, Wichita? But that makes it. That's like a better feeling than like. Your friend
like,
heard it.
Yeah, your grandma called.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Dude, my grandma just started listening. No,
really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
No.
Why do you say no? You don't.
She's going to be listening to this.
The swears.
Dude.
Oh, she doesn't like this?
Oh, no. Every single thing we talk about, you know, it's all crazy and nothing that my grandma should ever hear.
Sorry, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably, like, I'm probably not going to tell my grandparents to listen. I try not to swear in front of
them. I did one where I dedicated it to my grandpa, and so she listened to that one. And I'm going to have her on it for Mother's Day. And so she started listening. That's why she started listening to it, you know? She's like, oh, wait a minute, what am I getting into?
She's researching.
I want to know, yeah.
But the one she listened to is.
Yes, yeah.
The one she listened to is pretty good, though, so I'm stoked on that. But I did say fuck a lot.
It does happen. It's weird. Swearing is a weird social thing. Like, people you
how
swear with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how fun it is to use curse words. But how inappropriate it is sometimes to use them.
I love it.
Sometimes they have no power. At the bar.
Yeah.
At the bar, fucks and shits,
yeah.
All that. Doesn't matter. It's casual. Everyone does it. Like, we're all drunk.
At
no,
church.
No rules. But no church, obviously. No swearing. Schools?
Yeah.
You do not swear in a school in front of, like, kids. Like,
dude.
I mean, you can, like, but, like, those kids, like, it's crazy. Like, you become either the most, like, scary person ever, or you're that, like...
You're cool.
You're that weird badass. It's
like,
oh,
that dude said it.
That's how I do it. That's cool.
Oh, it's dangerous, man. The power you have over the youth,
Jeremy. I swear a lot. I swear a lot at school. Or I don't know. I don't do it as much as I used to. Where it made me feel weird. You know, I was like, well, that was a little too much. You know, like, it's getting too hard. It doesn't work, like what you're saying. It gets watered down.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like a guy that says fuck all the time, you're like, I don't take it seriously when he's like, oh, fucking my life's
fucking
awful. But someone I've never heard swear, if they're like... Dude, I'm fucked. I'd be like, dude, what's up? What's happening? Where are we going? Do we gotta run? What's going on? Like, you don't swear. It's a serious situation if somebody doesn't swear and drops an F-bomb.
Yeah, totally. Like my grandpa saying, damn. That was like, whoa.
Like, you knew, like, clear the room.
Whoa, everything's
clear the
weird.
Room.
Everything just got real weird. Because he doesn't even talk.
Everybody,
if he cussed, it's even, wow. That's the funny part to me. Can I order another drink at Salty's?
Oh, yeah, man. What can we get
you? Oh, he's getting shit-faced.
Who?
Is this going to be the sloppiest you've been on Candy Teeth Radio, Jeremy?
No.
Have you?
I don't think so. I think I've done pretty good. Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel like I haven't done good, though, because, like, you're at a bar. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to a private bar, like, I feel like this kind of
should be. This should be the drinking one.
Yeah, like, this should be the one.
I feel like
I'm slipping as a bartender if this isn't that one, but I'm not a pusher, man.
It's not over, though. Is it over?
No.
Are we wrapping it? Is it time to wrap it up?
I don't know. What time is it?
Oh, shit. Now we're into the wrapping it up.
There you go. It's all good. When do you
see
have to wake up?
Did?
What do you have to do? What are your responsibilities?
Oh, no. I'll do this for 24 hours. Don't start talking shit with me. I would love it. And
this
I'll put out a 24-hour unedited version.
And you're at work, so you can claim it on your taxes.
Wow. Shut up. Taxes?
You're working right now. Yeah, just claim. You work 24 hours that day.
Taxes?
You can't claim anything on your taxes.
Taxes?
I'm going to opt out this year.
Dude, don't do it.
I bet it's too late. I already gave them my money. Like, they know I exist.
It's a horrible feeling. It adds up. Every year it adds up. And, like, I'm trying to hide more. I mean, nothing.
Looking over your shoulder, man. The IRS, the tax man coming down the street.
I don't know where the studio is. Or do they? Are they going to be there one day with some papers?
Just waiting
for you.
What
do they do?
Serve you with a subpoena. That's what it is, man. Someone you don't know.
See?
I didn't order a pizza.
Yeah,
but are you Jeremy Gregory? Yeah, but I didn't order a pizza. Well, it doesn't matter. You just got served because I'm not a pizza boy. Secret agent subpoena delivering son of a bitch.
See,
that's how it's coming.
Anybody that comes to the door, you can't get to. First, I have a door, then I have another door that's locked.
You do have a relative fortress down
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're at the other door, which happened the other day, almost shanked. Because, like, nobody's supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? You're there.
Why are you knocking on the door?
Why are you there?
How did you get in here? What's the password?
Yeah. Don't get your skin untied.
Oh, that's some horrible shit to hear. In a dark alley, man. Because it doesn't quite make sense, but then you try to think of the ways it does make sense.
Anything about it
is
not good, yeah.
Yeah, they're all bad.
Yeah.
Any visualization of that statement's awful.
That's just like the knife is so dull that it, like, looks like it's going through tied up strings.
Oh, I'm just thinking, like, cutting people to ribbons. Just like,
ooh. Alright. Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. It's a file. Like, what now, bitch?
Uh-oh, we're getting drunk as salties, dude.
Dude, I got drunk as salties one time.
One time I was...
You'll be telling your grandkids. One time I was drunk as salties.
There is not a picture of me. See that, B-boy? Yeah.
Ever. Prove that shit.
Ever. Plausible deniability.
What's the next drink? How do we figure this out?
Well, let's see. You've had a beer and a vodka martini.
And
how dangerous are you feeling?
My lips feel fuzzy. But besides that, I'm good.
Not smelling burning toast or anything?
No. Okay. Is that strokes?
I think that's strokes. I don't know.
I had a stroke at Jeff's house one time.
Did you really have a stroke?
Yeah.
In Oscar? Did you go to the hospital?
No.
No. You just had a stroke and got better.
I really just burned toast.
It out. I just waited it out.
How was it? Was it an emotional roller coaster?
It was an emotional roller coaster.
Like realizing, like, I might be dying.
Dude, my
body's shutting down.
This side of my body is doing something like, what's going on? I'm having a fucking stroke. I had watched a show about strokes a couple days before that.
Uh-huh.
And so.
So, you know.
I knew what was happening.
So you just internalized and you gave yourself like a phantom stroke. Yeah. And started thinking about strokes so much.
So hard.
It started happening.
That would suck if that happened.
I can't imagine what it would feel like.
Think about it so hard.
Or can I? Yeah, it would feel like my arm tingling. It's happening.
Just like we're going.
That's exactly it, really. That's it.
The human mind's a powerful thing.
Yeah. Oh, dude, especially with acid. Holy shit.
I think acid is like the NOS equivalent for an automobile to a human brain.
NOS?
Yeah.
The rapper?
Nitrous oxide.
Oh.
In a race car. NOS.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the energy drink. Just that 110% extra. Yeah.
Oh.
A little go juice.
Little go-go juice.
There you go.
Ooh, that was it. We found it.
Well, drink-wise, I was going to say how...
this is the last one.
Do you want to mix liquors? Do you want
to... Let's put this out there. This is the last one, okay, buddy?
You have to tell me.
Listen.
The last one.
Listen. This is the last one.
So make it count.
It's two things. You just listed two things. What do we do? Had a martini. It was real nice. What's it? What's going on behind you? Down there in that shelf.
So on this shelf, we have mostly mixers. Well, we do have tequila, but then there's also more tequila.
You don't have...
Actually, we have a lot of tequila.
You don't have mixers, do you?
I think we're probably low on, say, like club soda...
Yeah.
Mixers.
Yeah.
We have liqueur mixers, so more alcohol. Like,
yeah.
The Dory. Actually, you know what we were going to do is you were going to flip through.
Oh, I was totally going to do
that. Salty's log.
There's so many things we were going to actually keep going away from.
Yeah, Salty's is a dangerous place for ideas.
Yeah, where were we going to play the.
They disappear.
The corridor?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I think it's
Paveman.
He's going fast.
In a like a 360 slide.
Oh.
Whoa, he'd be jump over a moving car.
Oh, hit a dead cat.
He B-boy down. Holy shit, but he's alive. B-boy's alive, but he's bummed out.
Dude, his
board lost
gone.
His board.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
It.
B-boy is real. B-boy does not fuck around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
B-boy acid dropped onto a freeway with moving cars and he hippie jumped over one that was going the same direction. Good lord. B-boy.
B-boy's a badass, dude. See?
Oh, man. Yeah.
And the worst,
spend more time around B-boy.
The worst part about the hippie jumping the car and going the same direction is he lands in nose manual. And then goes back. Because he has wings.
Uh-huh.
He's like all kinds of shit that you don't see.
So he has an extra balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's he goes down on it. He like lands on it. And then hits the... Looks back at the car talking shit. You know, he's like... Da, 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 and then he hits the cat. Dead cat on the road. And just eats shit.
That fall was realistic.
Yeah.
I like the ragdoll physics. Just that tumble
it's
and then
sliding.
Kind of spit out slide. Yeah.
Yeah.
gravity is a cruel bitch when you're riding a skateboard down a hill.
And you're not on it anymore.
It can be the best experience or the worst experience, and it's like such a fine line between those two things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I hate it.
Yep.
Exactly.
It's always better if you think you're like just about to die and then you don't.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I did that one before.
Yeah. So far, that's happened every time.
Then you're really good, man.
Well, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Had some scary moments going fast.
Yeah.
Screaming. With video footage of it, and I'm screaming.
Can you hear you scream?
Because I'm really going to die. Like, in my head, I'm
going to
die.
Right, you're done. Yeah.
Like, and I'm just
you know you can't jump off.
Yeah, I'm just staying light, and it's fucking...
It's wobbling.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, it's getting to that... It's just getting to that point where
I just ride it out. Yep, gonna rip out from under you, send you sideways.
I'm yelling at the dude filming, Craig! Like, while I go past him.
Right, so you get like, exactly. It's gone.
And then it just goes, it slows down right at the right time.
So you didn't get bounced?
No. But I totally should have. It was doing this hill that has a hill, and then it goes through
intersection.
A crossroad.
Yeah, flat, and then down. Yeah.
And I had these kids block the road, and it's the first time ever. It's like where I grew up, you know, so, and it's my hill.
Right.
So I had to represent, and these kids are here, and they're like, we'll block the road. Do you want to do it higher? You know, and I'm like, what?
All right, if you're going to block it.
There's never going to be somebody here to block
it. Never going
to
line up. Yeah. This is your one shot.
So I just got to go, and we're filming. You know, so it's even worth it even a little bit.
Even if you fall, it's on film.
You shouldn't have to fucking straight line it all the way down.
Dude, yeah, it was a longboard.
Oh.
It was like a pigtail.
I just went straight, and it was
didn't carve at all.
No. I just went,
zoom.
Like that.
What do you want to talk about? Cover songs. What is your favorite? You gotta be thinking.
My favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, since you brought it up, my favorite one is. Hold on, I want to just put my glasses down so bad. I just go like this. I just grab my forehead and push down.
Point.
I don't know if it's on this page, and I wrote it in green, so it's just if you can't see, then you really can't see.
I believe it.
But I think it was covers. Boom.
Vanilla Ice?
I'm pretty sure it's Ice Ice Baby by the Marty Ray Project. Marty Ray, wait a minute.
Oh, I also see you have Dinosaur Jr. versus the Cure.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what song that is? The one where you helped me with the lyrics.
Just Like Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard the Dinosaur Jr. version.
Ooh, really? Well, let's see what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah, it's
kind of... I don't know if I can do that, but my boo will do. Is this place have internet access?
It does.
Dude,
we have a password to the magical portal.
Dude, salties, dude.
Skip ad.
Skip Adler here.
Skip Adler.
Yes, it's a Muppet video, dude.
That's perfect.
Oh, I love it. The thing about this is, I thought this was their song. I didn't know that it was a cover from The Cure, like, my whole life.
That's the thing with covers. Yeah. That's the only thing I was thinking about when you asked me about a cover. I don't know shit about covers, except it's weird when you hear a cover before you hear an original.
Yeah.
And to you, the cover is always going to be better, because that was, like...
What you heard.
That's what I thought the song was.
Original.
Yeah.
Show me how you do it, and I'll promise you martinis and
Salty's original, just like that.
Live.
Live. Except for when you hear it won't be live, but live.
You've never heard this version yet?
No.
No, it's awesome.
Wait, just wait.
Yeah.
Doozy hair.
I was trying to fade it out, so it'd be all smooth.
Something faded out.
Yeah, I got faded out. But
that's this a good song, cover.
It's really good.
I like that cover.
I had a comic in City Arts for a while that was called In Between the Lines.
Okay.
And it was just song lyrics illustrated.
Mm.
And that was the first one I did, and that's I had this
cool concept.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's fun.
It's
like endless content. You could go
right,
a yeah. lot of ways with a lot of songs.
But to me, it's like salty because they weren't down with Dad and Boy, which is a different comic that I did, because it was too much, you know, like
yeah,
too
yeah.
edgy.
Yeah, yeah. Kids would chop there.
Yeah, but it'd be so good. It would have been so good. But anyway, so they wouldn't do it, and then I made up a different one they wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, okay, let me think of something that they'll say yeah to. And so
yeah.
it was that.
Yeah.
And so it was like,
gotcha. You were like,
so to me,
it's very corporate. You can
watered get, down.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Or just yeah.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yep.
Safe.
And
stuff.
I can do a million of them.
Safe stuff's cool, but safe stuff sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. I think it sucks. It makes a comic suck because Dad and Boy in that comic would have been way better. You know, that's like a real. Mm-hmm. It has more of a real storyline with like deeper characters than like just doing song lyrics. And they're like, oh, that's perfect. You know.
Yeah.
So I did that for a while, but then I did True Grit after that, but then it was still watered down, you know, it still had to be watered down, it was wet.
It's hard to, like, try to do anything real and not water it down, because shit's weird.
Yeah.
It's tough to try to say what you actually think.
Yeah,
when
out
you,
loud.
When you do care about what people think, because it does matter, it sucks. I think that's, like, kind of growing up, is, like, you don't care what people think, you get to a certain age, you're just like, fuck people.
Yeah.
I don't care what they think. Like, well, I'm my own person, and that's awesome. That's like
yeah,
liberating.
That's when you figure it out.
That's
yeah.
like, yeah, like, I'm, like, fuck the
yeah.
system. Like,
yep.
I'm a me, yeah. and I got my shit going on, and, like, fuck everyone else, man. If they don't like it, like, whatever.
It's my
and
life.
And then you get older, and you're like, oh, like, people's opinions of me, even if they're wrong, if that person pulls weight, and, like, people care what they think,
right?
It matters. Even if people misperceive you completely, like, it matters. Even if they're wrong. Or, like, even if they're right and they don't like it. Like,
yeah.
once you exist as, like, an adult in the world, if you want to do anything, like, what people think matters. Even if you don't like it. Uh-huh. And, like, that's what you learn. And it's, like, soul-crushing to try to, like, balance the two. Like, because you're like, I get it, but, like, you're wrong and you're stupid.
Should
but you're,
be true.
You're my boss. Like, that's like a grown-up, like, because you have to have your job. Like, that's
right.
like one of the most grown-up things you can do is have a job that your boss sucks. But you still do your
you
job
go to
well.
It.
You
yeah.
go to your fucking job. Yeah, like, it sucks. But, like, you have to pay your bills. You're an adult. Like,
right.
you're responsible for your shit. Take care of your life. Like, get a job. It sucks. Hate your boss. Whatever. But that's kind of also, I guess there's, like, a silver lining, is, like, hanging out with other people who hate their bosses, and you can, like, just, like, talk about your bosses privately.
We
not on
orders.
The radio. I mean, I can talk shit about my boss, because I'm self-employed. Like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
My boss sucks.
Is it
you know what I mean?
Dude.
Yeah. No, he overworks me. He's, like, a total...
Nothing's
the
ever
worst.
Good enough.
Yeah. Don't employ yourself, man. You're the worst boss. You think your boss sucks, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, work for yourself. Have that mental debate, like, should I do work?
You think your boss sucks, but you suck.
You're the worst.
Super
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. You be a boss. Just take care of yourself. Like, have you even washed your clothes this month? You know, if you take care of your basic shit, you're angry at this guy that is in charge of 10 people, and, like, you forgot to brush your teeth today. You didn't make your bed. Like, you're a slob.
Right.
So easy to talk shit. But no one makes their bed. That's where this rant's going, man. It's,
nobody
it's
makes
accountability,
bed.
Man. It's self-respect. No one makes their bed anymore.
Make your fucking bed.
Wake up, man. Have some pride in your life. Pull those covers up.
Dude, I'm a no bed maker.
Tuck in those corners,
I'm a
man.
No bed maker, but I live with a bed maker, so it's all good. Works
nice.
Out.
Nice. So you got to balance each other out. Does it piss you off, though, when the bed's made? If you're a no bed maker.
No.
No, no, it's not like a...
No.
Like,
too lazy,
like, oh, I gotta climb yeah. under sheets now. Like,
yeah, no.
Normally they're good. A ball I can jump into. Bedmaking's another, like, weird social, like, habit people have or don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are taught they have to do it. Some
yep.
people are like, I don't give a shit.
And I didn't give a shit about having a bed. Like, making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my bed was like a mattress on the floor with some stuff pushed in the corner.
Well, I guess the other trade-off, too, is, like, what kind of stuff you have.
You know, oh, like, yeah, if I have a nice
you
know, ass
you
bed.
You have nice shit,
yeah.
you're going to make it every day. Because
yep.
you're, like, proud, and you want to take care
yep.
of it. You're like, I can prove myself, like, I earned this shit, and I'm going to take care of it. So, like, that's the, you know, like, I don't know, I've been struggling with that. Like, I just moved. The house is all nice. So now I got to clean a house.
Uh-huh.
Fuck me. Like, fuck adulting, man. I have one day off a week, and... I should spend 3 hours cleaning. Like, that's what I'm gonna do on my day.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, rewarding. You're like, cool. Like, man, I'm an adult. It's like responsible. And then you go to bed early because you have to wake up the next day. And you wake up and it's Sunday morning. You have to work and it's your weekend. And you spent your one day off cleaning. And you're just like, this is it, man. I did it. I made it to adulthood. It sucks.
Like,
damn it, I have the freedom to choose to try to take care of my shit now. Shit. I'm tied to it, you know? Like, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Like, it's cool having, like, a sweet house that's clean and it's comfortable and you're kicking in it, but it's, like, a trade-off. Like, I miss the clutter of, like...
Kicking
I'm
it
too
in.
Busy having fun to give a shit
yeah.
about, like, vacuuming this carpet, man.
Right. I'm gonna go have a smoke.
Dude, you guys...
Actually,
with your things.
I'll have a smoke with you.
Okay.
You guys, with your things.
If you want.
This is the first time I've been left in a bar by myself.
You missed the inside of the crew.
With you, I go ape. Bring your banana.
And then this is, actually says Salties. In,
Arabic?
Arabic, yeah.
Whoa. That's some terrible
shit. My friend was overseas. And it's like this guy was... on, you know, a little street vendor, like, get your name, whatever, and he's like, can you do Salties? And I guess it took him, like, 20 minutes to, like, convey Salties, and the closest they got was Salty. So this is actually technically
Salty.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
Yeah. Travelings. Little
lots
chickens.
Of salt.
We've got some, Japanese rice whiskey that everybody Calvin got.
Just like that.
Oh, I just got drunk. What?
Martinis.
Wait a minute.
When was the last time you were drinking martinis?
I haven't been drinking martinis in a grip, is what a lot of
no
people
one fucking
say.
Drinks martinis, and a lot of people say grip.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
Of them.
More people say grip than drink martini?
And a very few, the cross-section of people that do drink martinis and say grip.
Ooh.
So slight.
See, but
it's
I
want to
be one of those. I want to be one of those.
That's probably it.
We
I don't know anyone
be
else that's like, yeah, I haven't had a martini in a grip. It's been too long.
What is that? Dinosaur Jr. video.
Dude, we gotta hook it to the speaker. Oh, we got this hooked to the speaker because we never did that. Uh-oh.
You're backlogging
things
video sections.
Things are getting tangled.
You're getting sloppy. This is what happens in the salty.
It's over here.
Sloppy, salty.
You start out with...
I'm gonna be louder now.
And you end...
with what happened.
With a whole bunch of different ideas.
Thanks for listening to the first half of this edition of the Salty Sessions. Thanks again to Taylor Woodruff for hosting us there. That was a blast. And wait till you see what happens in the second half. Coming soon!